Okay, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, 8 o'clock.
Get out. Don't get caught in the crossfire. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News is reordering Palestinian civilians out of some neighborhoods in a community in southern Gaza.
Their efforts focused around the city of Khan Yunis, residents describing last night's airstrikes as the heaviest since the war began.
Fox's Trey Yinks near Gaza also reports.
Just a few minutes ago, sirens were sounding across central Israel, including in the country's second largest city of Tel Aviv. 60 days into this conflict, Hamas and Islamic Jihad have maintained their abilities to fire on major population centers.
And the Wall Street Journal reports Israel is considering flooding tunnels to root Hamas out from underground in Gaza. Next hour at the House, the presidents of Harvard and Penn and MIT will testify at a hearing into anti-Semitism on college campuses amid big pro-Palestinian protests. The FBI director will testify at the Senate next hour. Christopher Wray plans to urge Congress to reauthorize a key provision of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Wray will tell senators that Iran and other foreign adversaries are more brazen in their threats, and stripping the FBI of this tool would be disarmament. Meanwhile, a House Republican probe of the FBI concludes
the Bureau's targeting of Catholic Americans went further than we actually knew. It says the FBI interviewed a priest and a church choir director before issuing that internal memo, which called Catholics potential domestic terrorists.
But Fox's Brooke Singman also reports that probe went nowhere.
The FBI tells me that an internal review conducted by the FBI found no malicious intent to target Catholics or members of any other religious faith.
A vacation nightmare in the Bahamas. A 44-year-old woman from Boston attacked by a shark.
Police say she and a man were paddleboarding in the waters off New Providence Island at the time. A rescue boat came to their aid. The man was unharmed, but it was too late for the woman. She suffered lacerations to the right side of her body and was declared dead at the scene.
That's Tom Graham. America's listening to Fox News.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get up to 40% off vanities. And there's more. Get up to 50% off select tools and accessories from trusted top brands like DeWalt and Craftsman. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 11/30 through 12/6. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will talk to U.S. senators in a classified briefing today, urging them to provide more military aid to Ukraine that is being considered in a package that would bundle military assistance to Israel and to Ukraine to help battle Russia. But some Republicans oppose more money for Ukraine. Congressman Jody Arrington tells Fox Business.
No funding, using the power of the purse to make sure that first and foremost we deal with our southern border crisis.
Now, former President Trump may have a lot to say about the border tonight at a town hall from Iowa on Fox News Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, the Republican frontrunner in the 2024 White House race will again be a no-show at the next debate, the fourth one, down to just four Trump challengers, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who tells Fox.
I think Nikki Haley really represents the last gasp of a failed establishment.
DeSantis and Haley may spar again as they vie for second in the polls behind former President Trump. Chris Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy will also be at the debate. The day after considering a bankruptcy settlement that could shield the Sackler family that used to run Purdue Pharma from future civil lawsuits in the opioid overdose crisis, the Supreme Court will take up a tax case.
Supreme Court justices will hear arguments in a case brought by a Washington state couple who says their $15,000 tax bill is unconstitutional. Charles and Kathleen Moore say that the taxes they paid on their investment in a company based in India violates the 16th Amendment, which allows the federal government to impose an income tax on Americans. They say they didn't receive any money from the company. If the court decides in favor of the couple, it could strike down part of the corporate tax bill passed in 2017 by Speaker of the House Paul Ryan in a Republican-controlled Congress that's expected to bring in $340 billion and rule out a wealth tax favored by some Democrats. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been falling before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign police looking for three women after they stole from the city's Meijer store. Two separate acts of theft. The thefts happened the night of November 25th between 6:45 and 7:30. Two women stuffed clothes into a backpack, then left. The second theft, a third woman put clothes in a large bag, then tried on a coat, walking out wearing it. Illinois families encouraged to apply for utility bill assistance. Eligible families can receive bill assistance for natural gas, propane, and electricity through the Lower Income Home Heating Energy Assistance Program. Lehigh provides one-time payments directly to energy service providers on behalf of those recipients. Sangamon County Coroner released the identity of a Mohammed man who died in a crash over the weekend. The coroner identified the deceased as 41-year-old Chad Dial of Mohammed. Dial was involved in a collision near the intersection of North Dirksen Parkway and Sangamon Avenue Friday night. Died at about 9:30. Police and fire continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller. I want to go right to our weather forecast. Our meteorologist is Greg Solier. And again, we love mild every day. By the way, it's 16 days till the days get longer.
Yep.
Boom. Yep.
First day of winter.
Yep. That's mm-hmm. Every day through November, December to me is like, yay, because it's closer to a break and all these other things. And I don't know. It's just showing my age, but I think the snowbirds, I used to think, oh, that's nice. Now I think they're geniuses.
Same here.
I'm not into that cold stuff much anymore for me. I don't know.
I can go for a little cold, a little snow. Thanksgiving, I've said this a gajillion times before, to maybe mid-January. After that, the novelty's worn off.
Yes,
that's it.
Well, and January's kind of long, 31 days. Anyway.
But this year, next year, I should say, February's a leap year, is it not?
Is it 29 days?
That's right. I believe so.
Yeah. I always say, listen, get through January. And then February short, and then March Madness. Let's go.
There you go. So I think we'll be at least halfway through December before things get a little more complicated around here.
Wonderful.
And we'll keep working on it.
Yes, sir. Well, what you seeing here for the week? And yeah, you said 2-3 months ago, genius, that the El Nino could make things a little milder. That you said that already. So
yeah. Now, up to about the first third December, and I think after that, as the El Nino begins to wind down, I think same with this mild weather pattern.
Yeah.
But we'll update you accordingly here in the days and weeks to come. And you know, for a December morning here on the 5th of the month, 39 is not too much to complain about. It will it in Savoy. Same at Rantoul, a little bit of light rain and drizzle in some parts of the air. At least the radar detectable stuff making its way through Vermilion County, both on the Illinois and Indiana side of the ledger. A little coating on some of the grassy grounds and surfaces from Chicago down to just north of Indy and west of Fort Wayne and back up into sections of southwest lower Michigan and as far south and east as the parts of Ohio and moving away. So we'll do just that on the moisture for this morning. Maybe a sprinkle this afternoon and 42 right on target for the time of year. Southwest breeze around west-northwest. 28 for tonight. A little bit of sunshine for the day tomorrow and a hair above 40 as well in the afternoon. Winds back around into the southwest. That keeps us above freezing tomorrow night and sets the stage for a windy and milder to warmer, he dares to say, Thursday and Friday at 53 Thursday, a Friday high 57, even 60 in the car thermometer. Maybe a shower early and late. There's widespread rains ahead, though, for Friday night, Saturday. A couple of showers on Sunday and a cool down. 51 Saturday, Sunday high at about 41. Again, a few wet snowflakes are possible. And then Monday, Tuesday next week, again in the lower 40s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
God is able to do more than we ask or imagine. At Empty Tomb, we're imagining a world where children under 5 do not die from treatable causes, and churches can do this in Jesus' name. To make this picture real, we need to connect with extraordinarily rich people who can help launch Empty Tomb's Mission Match nationwide. See missionmatch.org. If you know someone who can help, call us at 217-356-2262. $9.412 billion to launch Mission Match? That's not too much for God.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley and Ashley Outlets. We're delivering faster than Santa's sleigh this December. Buy now and get guaranteed delivery before Christmas. Shop local at your Ashley store for in-stock furniture, mattresses, holiday decor, and more. There's dining and kitchenware to help you savor the season, and post-feast recliners to add yet another reason. Visit your local Ashley home store right now for hosting essentials that bring holiday wow. Buy now and get guaranteed delivery on all in-stock product before Christmas, only at your local Ashley.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
We're looking forward to our Christmas party there.
Yeah.
It's Long Branch. Excited.
I forgot about our text coming in. Oh, my goodness. Peaches is going crazy with this Christmas song you're playing from the doggy singing in the jingle bells. That's Megan, who loves the
segment. Peaches heard the barking exactly. And wanted to bark as well. No, I hear it.
Sing along.
Peaches wanted to be in that whole mix.
The chorus.
Yeah. Totally. Travis and Alex bought a home in Southwest Champaign to fix up and flip. Their inexperienced real estate agent's opinion moved them to invest several hundred thousand dollars into the home, thinking they'd get a great return. Well, it wasn't happening. And they're sitting there with a whole bunch of money in the thing, and they found Nate Evans, the Nate Evans Group. Well, marketing plans specific to that home was put into action with Nate's corporate relocation relationships. They got an offer from an out-of-town buyer selling the home for $600,000, relieving them of great financial stress.
I mean, he has kind of the inside scoop with a lot of different ties. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home if that's what you're looking for. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. Maybe you want to sell your home without those hassles of a traditional listing. He's got a lot of solutions to things that you might think are problems. But again, his network, his partnership with Zillow, these are a few feathers in the Nate Evans cap that you can tap into when you call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Nate Evans, 217-239-7113, or do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
God is able to do more than we ask or imagine. At Empty Tomb, we're imagining a world where children under 5 do not die from treatable causes, and churches can do this in Jesus' name. To make this picture real, we need to connect with extraordinarily rich people who can help launch Empty Tomb's Mission Match nationwide. See missionmatch.org. If you know someone who can help, call us at 217-356-2262. $9.412 billion to launch Mission Match? That's not too much for God.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another sellout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
We check our morning sports. Brett Underwood, we got a big game tonight, man.
It is a challenge. Florida Atlantic, in my opinion, is as good a basketball team as there is in the country. This is the best passing team in college basketball, bar none. I haven't seen anybody even close to having the level, the skill level of ability to pass. There's not a bad passer on that roster. Vlad Golden is, in my opinion, the real deal. He is an elite rim protector. He's a tremendous post-up option. And then they surround him with four guys that can all really shoot the ball. They're unselfish. Four guys in double figures. They've got depth. Then you have to score against them. Vlad does a great job of protecting the rim. This team is very much like Marquette in their connectivity. Just very connected. They don't make mistakes. They don't blow switches. They talk. They communicate. I see as I dive into them why they were a Final Four team last year, and why they're ranked as highly as they're ranked. They're very good.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We are 2.5-point underdogs at Madison Square Garden, the iconic New York City venue. And so it's tonight, 5:30, right, Diane?
The Jimmy V Classic, yeah. Yes. And again, they're ranked 11, we're 20. This should be a good game tonight. And coming up, Tennessee, you said Saturday for that game?
I think so.
Number 17 now, as we look at the college AP basketball poll with Arizona, the new number one. Then we have Kansas, Houston, and number four, Purdue. After Purdue took a loss to Northwestern, Wisconsin ended up beating Marquette over the weekend. Yeah. So they're at number 23. So all these shifting parts. I know the Pacers beat the Boston Celtics 122-112 in professional basketball yesterday. At 6:30 tonight, New York is in Milwaukee to face the Bucks. We also have NHL action with the Blues over the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1. Nashville is in Chicago to face the Blackhawks at 6:30 tonight. And so in professional sports, we had Cincinnati beating Jacksonville 34-31 in overtime with the Bengals, the first one to get the kick in the last minute or so. So next up for the Bengals will be the Colts. But when it comes to Trevor Lawrence and that right ankle injury, we'll learn more today after a doctor visit. But on crutches in the locker room is what I was hearing. Christian Kirk also could have an injury. So we'll be watching that. That's essentially sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Saturday morning, 11, is Illinois at Tennessee.
Okay, thanks for that.
I'm not sure why they put that game at 11. 11 a.m. games.
I know.
Kids got to get up and start eating their meal at 7 a.m.
Right, for things to...
But again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, when you're 24 years old, it's easier than when you're 18.
Absolutely.
So we got a bunch of older guys now, and I think that's a better makeup. I like it better. So anyway, we'll see how we do tonight. And then at Tennessee is going to be certainly, I mean, Tennessee's lost like three times, but they're all like top 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hard to gauge that. Anyway, we've got some hope in basketball. And again, everybody says, March, right? I mean, you go through all the really good teams and there's always losses in there. And then you see them make a run. We are definitely due. But that kind of, we got a break. Yeah, the difference in these NCAA March games, razor thin from the standpoint of, man, everything is so close. It's hard to win. And it used to be, okay, we'll make the round of 16, no big deal. Everybody got good.
Uh-huh.
The 16 beat Virginia the other year, and then, what was it, 16 beat Purdue last year.
Right.
So that's stupid. So it's every game is hard. You're saying, well, we're a 5 and they're a 12. Bull, that's just a coin flip.
Yeah.
It's just so hard. So anyway... Brad and the team in Illinois, we're certainly due. We're a very good team. Winningest team in the Big Ten over the last 4 years for Big Ten victories. They had a ranking on coaches in the Big Ten. There are 14 of them, and that's going to be 18 of them. And it was number one, right? Tom Izzo from Michigan State.
Okay.
Number two, Matt Painter.
Okay.
Number three, Brad Underwood.
All righty,
so
then.
So he's right near the top, and Izzo's kind of the dean of coaching in the Big Ten for a long time. Matt Painter's done a great job as well. This is Brad Underwood. He's done a great job in year 7. All right, it's 40 degrees in Champaign County, ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Ann vicinity. And this weather system on the move out of the Midwest, generating a chilly, damp day's worth of weather for the day today. And a little fog patch around for this morning, a little rain and drizzle as well for the early to mid-morning hours, and a couple sprinkles thereafter. High temperature with that cloudy sky to about 42 as wind shift around for the afternoon into the west and northwest. We'll dip down to 28 for tonight. Partly sunny for the day. Tomorrow, seasonal highs to the lower 40s. 40s on a northwest to west breeze around southwest in the afternoon. 30s tomorrow night. Big warm-up slated for Thursday and Friday at 53 on a gusty southwest wind and sunshine for the day Thursday. 57 to 60 for the day on Friday with a shower chance both early and late in the day. Then some widespread rains are in here for Friday night, Saturday with a high to 51 on Saturday. A couple of showers Sunday. A little mixed wet snow early in the day. No big deal there at 41. And into Monday and Tuesday next week, partly cloudy skies and temperatures into the low to mid 40s. For Stevie G, broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Nokia shares are slumping after a snub by AT&T, which has chosen Swedish rival Ericsson to build a telecom network using a new cost-cutting technology. And a Swiss bank is going to have to pay up $123 million to U.S. authorities. Swiss private bank Pictet has admitted to helping clients illegally shield more than $5.6 billion worth of assets from tax in secret accounts from 2008 to 2014. Authorities say the Swiss bank used a range of measures to help clients avoid detection, including pseudonyms, anonymous numbered accounts, and accounts held in the name of so-called sham corporate entities set up as fronts. Pictet currently manages assets worth $713 billion for wealthy clients and large institutions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
There she is. Brenda Lee sang this when she was what, 13?
Yep, 13.
And it's trending number one in America right now?
It is. It's got some staying power and knocked off Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. And at the age of 78, she's the oldest to hit the Billboard charts.
Hope she's still getting royalties.
I think so.
I had Bob Denver on my show in 1985. You know who he was?
Of course.
I said,
Country Roads Take Me Home. Thank God I'm a country boy. Right?
That's John Denver.
Oh.
I had Bob Denver on.
Who is Gilligan?
Gilligan.
Okay.
And I said to Gilligan, how's he going, Country Roads? Gilligan saying that?
Wrong Denver guy.
Yeah, wrong Denver. Anyway, I said, do you Gilligan's Island is still out there somewhere.
Right.
So I said, do you regret anything? He said, I regret we didn't get residuals.
Oh.
Back in 85, he didn't get any money for that.
Sure.
It was Skipper. I mean, he was a nice man, too.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so What happened to Kofi Coburn?
Japan playing ball?
He played in Tokyo last year.
Okay.
For what would have been... My understanding is he'd have made a lot more in Champaign with NIL. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. 500,000, a million, okay. Whatever it would have been. He got bad advice. The story with Kofi Coburn, I know for a fact, he got bad advice, had the wrong people in his circle. So he played in, not only played in Tokyo, he didn't make the money he could have made in Champaign, and they were a bad team. At one point, they were like 2-24. So that was bad. And then...
So I think Seoul Korea now for the 23-24 season.
It looks like the Seoul Samsung Thunders of the Korean Basketball League.
Yes.
He'll be in South Korea this season. I have no idea the kind of money he's making, but the people that gave him bad advice getting a cut of that. And so Kofi, I think, would have been here last year, and I think this year. I think he had 2 years with the COVID and all this stuff. Anyway, it bummer, because who misses when he came out and kind of dancing around with a big smile?
Yeah.
And he was,
oh my goodness,
so dominant. And it's just too bad, because look at Zach Edey. Zach Edey's not going to play in the NBA. You think he's having fun? You think he's making a lot in West Lafayette? Heck yeah. What's Zach Edey making? I mean, the football coach at Nebraska said a good quarterback now in college football is $1 to $2 million. Zach Edey's probably making $1 million. And Kofi could have covers of magazine. I mean, anyway, listen, we're good. We're fine without him, kind of. I mean, I just would have loved to have seen him play more.
Absolutely.
Because he really had it going on. Well, it is Captain Kenyon Sevels from the Salvation Army. How are you settling into your new role there, partner?
We're doing well. I am on my way to hand out some goodies to some bell ringers. So we're having a good day so far.
Now,
How are you guys?
We're good. Kenyon, we're glad you're in our town. Uh-huh. Kenyon Sevels. And you are, so really the message here is, man, if you ring a bell, you might get a treat from Kenyon. I mean, that's possible.
I missed that last part.
You might, if you ring the bell, you might get a treat from Mr. Captain himself. That's what the message here is. Come on, man.
We absolutely are trying to bring him out. And if you're ringing the bell, I might show up, or other people might show up and put a couple few bucks in your kettle.
Are you having trouble with the fact that this kind of a cashless society, does that impact stuff, Kenyon?
It does impact things, but honestly, we're always hopeful for the generosity of the Champaign community. So far this year, everyone has been very gracious and kind. And for some of our regular bell ringers, we've had great comments. Real quick, one of our bell ringers, she's amazing. She plays a ukulele and even gets recognized around town.
Love it.
And she'll tell me about all the awesome comments that she gets.
Nice.
Well, anybody put a gold coin in? Sometimes that happens during the season.
Has that happened yet?
It hasn't happened yet, but we're on the lookout for it. If you know of someone, you turn them my way.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And you have a big goal. Why is it a little tougher to get bell ringers these days, Kenyon?
You know, people have all kinds of different obligations. People are working. People have lives outside of the Salvation Army. And, you know, we certainly understand that. And the big ask that we make two asks. One is to take one shift. If someone wants to take more than one, awesome. But if they can take one shift to ring a bell, and then if they can donate just $1, we would hit all of the goals that we want to hit, and then probably extra. And that money stays local to help people in the community.
And we're talking about people that really, really need help, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Describe some of your services, Kenyon.
Sure. So we have a transitional veteran shelter. So we have men who are staying with us that we're looking to help, veterans who are looking to help get back on their feet. We have right now, and if you go in our building, toys everywhere. We're getting ready for Toys for Tots. This year we're looking to distribute more than 20,000 toys to a bunch of just great, deserving kids. On top of those things, we have some other seasonal assistance. We have a food pantry that we're going to serve probably 60,000 people this year. And all of those things are helped fueled by the assistance that comes in through the Christmas season. So we're trying to hit every goal that we can to help ensure those things are possible, not just now, but through the rest of the year.
All right, so register to ring.com. 2 hours would be a shift. $1, we can do that, Kenyon.
$1, if you have $5, put it in. If you have $25,
yeah.
Put it in.
But, yeah.
But if everyone puts in $1, we're going to hit our goal. And that's what we're striving for.
Captain, always a pleasure. Let us know what we can do for you. We're all in support of Salvation Army. We think it's wonderful. We want people to give when they see the bell ringer.
I appreciate you guys very much, and have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll look for you at a bell ringing site.
Wonderful. Thanks, Captain Kenyon Civil, Salvation Army. Register to ring.com. Register to ring.com. Captain Kenyon Civil's the new Salvation Army leader.
Mm-hmm.
Tapman's Towing phone line. Break for the news. Come back. Last half hour of the program. 217-359-2255. You want to text us. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Israel is weighing a plan to flood Hamas tunnels under Gaza with seawater pumped from the Mediterranean, according to the Wall Street Journal. But hostages hidden there and Gaza's infrastructure hang in the balance. Laying out America's choice, Donald Trump in a Hannity town hall tonight in Iowa on Fox. Trump skips the fourth GOP presidential primary debate tomorrow night in Alabama. Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy flanking Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, who tells Fox.
Somebody that would be able to get in there, serve two terms, and actually deliver all the things that we've wanted to see delivered at the national level, just like I did in Florida. I have more similarities on policy with Donald Trump than I do on Nikki Haley. I think Nikki Haley really represents the last gasp of a failed establishment.
Ivy League schools being grilled in the House about protecting students from anti-Semitism. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The state's providing more assistance to Chicago to improve the migrant response. The governor announcing an additional $2 million investment to provide meals to asylum seekers through the end of the calendar year. Additional $2 million state investments matched by the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Illinois families encouraged to apply for utility bill assistance. Eligible families can receive bill assistance towards natural gas, propane, and electricity through the Low Home Income Energy Assistance Program. LIHEAP provides one-time payments directly to energy service providers on behalf of recipients. University of Illinois System announcing that Carolyn Blackwell and Jesse Ruiz, alumni of the university, appointed to the University of Illinois Board of Trustees by the governor. Blackwell and Ruiz currently waiting approval for those terms until 2029 from the Illinois Senate. If both appointments are approved, the board, consisting of 13 total members, will be filled. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze in Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Chilly dampness for the day today. Nice warm-up slated for the end part of the week. Another significant wet weather system ahead for the weekend. No real winter in sight around here anytime soon. Bit of rain and drizzle, some patchy fog around this morning, a couple of sprinkles for the afternoon. The clouds stick around much of the day. Up to 42 as wind shift around into the west-northwest. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Northwest breeze will be light, low down to 28. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Northwest to west breezes back around southwest and a high around 40. 41. Gusty southwest wind and a warmer Thursday, sunshine in 53. Could be a shower or two around for the day on Friday. No big deal, though, there at 57. That is the big deal. And about 51 with periods of rain for the day on Saturday. A couple of showers around on Sunday. Maybe a little mixed snow early in the day. No big deal. The high about 41. Partly cloudy and 42. The outlook into Monday of next week and going forward from there. Still a fairly quiet weather pattern heading into the mid-stretch of the month of December. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Yep, our offer for Bulldog Disposal is in motion. So if you would like me to give you a canvas bag that holds up to 2,000 pounds of stuff and you can't recycle or donate, this is just stuff, then you just get a doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal. Bulldoggybag.com. You can learn all about it. But it's pretty ingenious because sometimes you just got too much for the dumpster. And so what you do is you get the doggy bag. You can actually buy it. If you don't win one of these, go to Do It Best. They got it. And then you call Phil after it's all full, and he'll come and get it. Now, it's the bag's like $40, and the pickup is like $175. So you want to stuff that thing. Make Phil wonder if it's going to break, kind of thing. But they do. He's tested it 2,000 pounds, a ton. That is a ton. So what you do is you go to 217-359-2255. You text Bulldog, and I'll know you're interested in winning a $210 value from us for the Stever. When it's all said and done with us, it's you thoughtfully taking your time, fill out the survey so Phil can get better than even what he is now. Bulldog Disposal, the Stever offer, the programmer I, Stevie J, give you my money happily so that you might take advantage of a wonderful company, which is Bulldog Disposal.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. You have it at 217-359-2255. Text it in, and you can be in the running here. So the post-wedding, it's kind of a letdown.
Yeah. I feel your pain.
It's
not as motivating to
pick up.
It was before, as it was to set up.
The adrenaline, right? And so we, Janet and I have been pretty much with Christians, really been helpful. You know, breaking it down, Urbana Country Club, we've got all that going on. So we've got that here in the next few days, but we're tired. I mean, Janet is just, she is off the chart. And people that know Janet, my wife, just know that she's off the chart. You just can't explain what she does.
Kind of the type A, detail-oriented person.
Well, she just
design and
gets it. The fact that there is no, we can't do this.
Right.
It's like the guy from Apollo 13. Failure's not an option here.
Yeah.
Because I was, doing some stuff last night, cleaning up and doing this, and I was just, my hands are killing me because I had to go buy gloves and that kind of, but there was no option. We had to get it done. So I stayed and we got it done. Mm-hmm. I had to give myself a pep talk, man. I had to say, you got to just get over this, man. You just go. So I went and I risked my life going to a gas station very late at night and kind of dark and all that.
Okay.
And I bought a banana and I ate my banana and talked myself, I'm going to just go.
Okay.
And Janet called, barely able to call, and said, would you like me to come back? I said, I got this.
Right.
I was in the full Stevie J motivational. I got this, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we got through, and anyway, it's just, but it's the point is, it's really cool leading up because your adrenaline's going crazy, but after it's like the play is over, somebody has to take the set down.
You got to strike the set.
Yeah, but it's not me. It's
and
over.
Put away the costumes.
It's what we're dealing with. It's over.
I still have my Mother of the Bride dress hanging on my door. I mean, I hear
that was
you.
From June.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to take a little time here. All right, 8:38 in Champaign-Urbana. It's ESPN 93.5. We'll get some sports and weather before we're done here at the top of the hour. The drive this afternoon, Ante's got the comm with Kyle Tosk. Derek Piper might check in on the phone because he's in New York City for that game at Madison Square Garden, the iconic Madison Square Garden.
Elsie Hedgepeth is with us, and she is with 40 North. Elsie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Diane?
I'm good. And congratulations on this new chapter. I know you were with the Urbana Park District for years. How long has this gig happened?
So I've been with 40 North as their director of operations and outreach since about mid-June.
Okay, well, looking forward to these ACE Awards tonight. So many great people on this list. I just had to reach out and say, let's find out what's going on and what's the who, what, when, where, why, and how for 40 North tonight.
Absolutely. So our ACE Awards, which are back for the first time since 2019, will be held at the City Center in Champaign. Doors are going to open at 5:30 p.m. with a cocktail hour, and then the actual awards ceremony is going to begin at 6:30 p.m.
Now, the Lifetime Achievement Award had Stevie and I perked up. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Our Lifetime Award winner is Mr. Carlisle Johnson. A longtime musician and educator here in Champaign County. And I have to tell you, after doing his video interview, he is just a delight.
Well, I thought it was Carl Johnson. Is Carlisle?
Carlisle is the long
name. Formal... His name is Carlisle.
Well, have you ever seen him, you know, play? The guy was Medicare 7, 8, or 9. He was just, first of all, he had incredible talent.
Yes.
And second of all, he probably better guy than he is the clarinet.
For sure.
I mean, he's terrific.
And
so I'm so happy.
And everything else. Now, his son is into model trains and even writes for a magazine.
Wow.
He's got a model train display that is off the charts.
Why is that so mesmerizing?
You
see that?
A Lionel train,
you could look that thing go around. It's still going to go the same circle. I can't stop talking.
It's awesome.
So cool. So that's cool, too. Well, that's a neat thing you're doing for him tonight. Awesome, Elsie. It's awesome. Can people go to this?
Absolutely. So we'll have tickets available at the door at the City Center. So you can come and watch, Carl's tribute video. And then you can also come and see the videos that were made by 5 Foot Productions for our other five award winners in the various categories.
Well, we should put some light on those people, too, because they're special. You have the list there, Elsie?
I do. So... for each ACE Awards, we award in the art business category, and that was Rose Bowl for us. In the Artist of the Year, and that was Janelle Davenport Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Arts Advocate of the Year, and that is Ms. Jill Miller. Volunteer of the Year, Greg Stallmeyer. And Teacher of the Year, Unit 4 Educator, Abby Kroll.
Oh, Abby's great. Really, yeah, they're all good. All good folks
and
in Champaign.
And Janelle with the poetry and, you know, the art, I mean, and dance. I mean, there's just some really stellar people you've selected for these ACE Awards. How does one nominate somebody for something like this? When should we start watching for that?
Well, so these award winners were actually nominated and chosen back in 2020.
Oh.
And then, of course, the pandemic hit. Yeah. So we are finally getting to honor them after three long years. We're going to open up the cycle for nominations for 2024 sometime in 2024. So that'll come out via like 40 North social media.
Okay.
We'll probably do a press release. So we'll make sure that everybody knows once those 2024 nominations open.
Well, you want to be around exciting and celebratory kind of stuff. It's tonight at... City Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's Elsie Hedgebeth. Thank you so much for being on about these ACE Awards, and good luck.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you both.
Take care. 40north.org for details.
All right, on the Tavern's Choice phone line, ESPN 93.5 with sports headlines. I think we should probably hear Brad again.
Yeah, sure. Big game tonight.
It is a big game, and it's against a very, very good basketball team.
It is a challenge. Florida Atlantic, in my opinion, is as good a basketball team as there is in the country. This is... the best passing team in college basketball, bar none. I haven't seen anybody even close to having the level, the skill level of ability to pass. There's not a bad passer on that roster. Vlad Golden is, in my opinion, the real deal. He is an elite rim protector. He's a tremendous post-up option. And then they surround him with four guys that can all really shoot the ball. They're unselfish. Four guys in double figures. They've got depth. Then you have to score against them. Vlad does a great job of protecting the rim. This team is very much like Marquette in their connectivity. Just very connected. They don't make mistakes. They don't blow switches. They talk. They communicate. I see as I dive into them why they were a Final Four team last year, and why they're ranked as highly as they're ranked. They're very good.
All right. So if you have at Rutgers at Madison Square Garden for the Jimmy V Classic against a Final Four team.
5:30
At Tennessee, which they're terrific.
Yeah.
They're big. They're athletic.
Bumped up to number 17
so
now.
Would we have taken 2 out of 3? If you say Illinois on this trip would take 2 out of 3, I think we would take that. We obviously want to win all three.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get one of the next two, I think you have to say, dang, that's not bad.
Yeah.
On the road, all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But it'll be hard. I'm so glad we won at Rutgers, and we won in convincing fashion. So now we're all waiting to see, can we beat a Final Four team, that kind of caliber? And then at Tennessee's is rough. I mean, the crowd's going to be nuts, and they're athletic as heck. And their losses come to top 10 teams. So they're really, really good as well. So it's kind of fun. Just at this point, it doesn't really matter in your life necessarily. It's not a Big Ten game. It matters, but I'm just saying it matters obviously more later. When you get into March, that's when you really got to make a run.
Well, and don't they look at the quality wins?
Oh,
so
sure.
To speak?
No, it's all part of your.
You know,
yeah.
Florida's number 11.
Atlantic. It's RPI. It's all the seeding. Mm-hmm. It's all the factors that go into your Selection Sunday. All that stuff. When in true reality, there's not a great deal of difference between a 3 seed and a 14. It's just, there's not anymore. It's just so much parity. Every game's a challenge. But the more quality wins you get, the more confidence you get, the more you play together. All these things. Can we dominate the boards the way we did at Rutgers? I cannot believe it was 55-27 on the rebounding at their place.
Mm-hmm.
That's like shocking.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but You come into this one, and if you pull this off, that's a pretty big-time win tonight. So 5:30, it's early, so plan on it.
Right. Purdue beat Iowa yesterday, and in NBA action, Pacers over Boston. We'll have New York and Milwaukee tonight. Blues beat the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 yesterday on ice. Nashville's in Chicago to face the Blackhawks at 7:30.
Might want to get into our Stever. We got some brand new ones beginning January 1, and there'll be some offers you've never heard of before that you might really want. But if people have joined our Stever kind of organically, we've never really hit it outside of the radio. We haven't really done much social media on it. But it's just a little thingy we do. Thousands of you have found your way to Stever. But if you haven't, you might just register. At this point, it's all free.
Absolutely.
And I just hand out money. And most people say, okay, and they kind of stare. It's like, he's been around.
What's the catch?
Been around a while. Maybe he's losing it. It's possible. I don't know. He just gives money. So again, Bulldog Disposal. I'm giving out a doggy bag and a free pickup. That's about $210. Gets rid of a lot of things in your life you really don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And very helpful. And Phil will deliver it to the winner's home. And then he'll pick it up when you're done, and you don't pay a doggone thing.
359-2255 is our Tapman's Towing phone line as you text in the word Bulldog.
All right, one more time. It's good.
Good-looking forecast.
Yeah, it's just...
When it comes to milder conditions.
It's December. Mm-hmm. It is December 5th.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Van Anvis, Saturday. Chilly dampness for the day today. Nice warm-up slated for the end part of the week. Another significant wet weather system ahead for the weekend. No real winter in sight around here anytime soon. Bit of rain and drizzle. Some patchy fog around this morning. A couple of sprinkles for the afternoon. The clouds stick around much of the day. Up to 42 as wind shift around into the west-northwest. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Northwest breeze will be light, low down to 28. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Northwest to west breezes back around southwest and a high around 41. Gusty southwest wind and a warmer Thursday, sunshine in 53. Could be a shower or two around for the day on Friday. No big deal though there at 57. That is the big deal. And about 51 with periods of rain for the day on Saturday. Couple of showers around on Sunday. Maybe a little mixed snow early in the day. No big deal. The high about 41. Partly cloudy in 42. The outlook into Monday of next week and going forward from there. Still a fairly quiet weather pattern heading into the mid-stretch of the month of December. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm your dolchist, Greg Soldier.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Tapman's Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend. Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Remember, who was wrapping gifts at the mall? DSC?
No.
Who was doing that? Crisis
Habitat
Nursery?
For Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity.
And we have so many people we support this time of year. Yeah. I love it. But yeah, cuhabitat.org for details on a shift.
So Habitat will wrap your gifts. They ask for what? $5 or whatever?
A present. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
It's like near H&M and Macy's if you want. And actually, it's Macy's. December 14th through the 23rd.
But you can buy everything and then in 9 days start, go out to the mall and leave them then shop.
Yes.
And
yeah, I put all my boxes of the unwrapped gifts in a garbage bag, and then I had posties on each one.
And they're nice.
Because
wrap them
once
well,
they're wrapped, it's like, well, who was that
uh-oh,
door again?
That's a problem.
So that's so why.
So they write a little
and
tag
then, and then
to
they
Anna?
Put the postie on the okay. outside right. of the wrapped gifts.
So it'd be a nice way, an easy way to give money to Habitat for Humanity. They build homes for people.
And if you want to wrap, you're one of those wrapping
oh,
type of
go.
People.
Yeah.
That's a great way to support Habitat for Humanity. CUHabitat.org.
Why do guys bunch it at the end? I mean, if you
get frustrated.
No, I just think it's really kind of, I guess, in a hurry. And I guess, but
it's a long foot of tape.
It takes about another 60 seconds to kind of cut it close,
right?
To where you
and
can
do
make
the
nice
folds.
It's not mm-hmm. I have actually done that. I'm just not great at it.
My sister-in-law Michelle with the crinkle ribbon.
Oh
where you
boy!
Have it on the blade
yeah.
of the scissors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Pull it really yeah. quickly, and I never get that right, and it's bent the wrong way, and it's just totally frustrating. My sister Mary Jean yeah. always used the comics to wrap. We always knew the gifts from her because it was the comic strip from the newspapers.
But we don't have the paper
instead
anymore.
Of
can I wrap with digital? A digital? I could
is
print
that
the
even
digital
in
edition.
The Sunday paper anymore?
I think so.
Okay.
If you get the paper, I think all newspapers are probably looking forward to the day where it's completely gone and everything online. That saves them a press. And all them a delivery.
I guess.
What a it is. They used to call the newspaper the Daily Miracle and how that gets done. But there, I read something recently about how many newspapers that are actually printing dailies are just gone.
Yeah.
It's just and that's prospects are probably going to continue. And for those that even keep 5 or 6 days a week is rare. It's just we're getting our information with our phone. And so you can sell digital, but you can also, again, you don't charge as much for digital because you don't have the expenses.
Right.
But, and I'm the guy, I'm old school. I like a paper. I like opening paper. Mm-hmm. I always have. I've gotten mm-hmm. over it. But I do subscribe to the News Gazette Digital so I can get some news and stuff that's local. But anyway, it's a different era. So comic books, it's a great idea. What Janet used to do with the babies is she'd, no surprise to Janet thinking of this. This is unbelievable. She'd get a long sheet, unroll it all wrapping paper that is white, and then dip the kids' feet in paint and have them walk on it.
Oh.
And so that was a great way to give grandparents and everything else wrapping paper with little feet on it.
Yeah.
And kids loved it because it made a mess, and they loved it. It was just fun.
You could probably do that outside with the dog, too.
You could do it. We did it with the dog.
Okay.
Dipped it in the paint and put it there and washed the paw. And
I love that.
So that's a tip for kids that love to get messy if mm-hmm. you don't mind the mess. Well, Janet never mind the mess because one time she bought a 50-pound bag of flour. I guess you can go to Costco or somewhere and buy something like that. And she let the kids play in the flower to get sensory.
Yeah, for sure.
And so they were always doing things like that. And I picture, I think it was Benjamin in a diaper, just completely white. Just complete flowers everywhere. Benjamin used to walk around the house with a Phillips screwdriver,
uh-huh.
which is even better than I could do because it's either the pointy one or the flathead one.
Right.
Anyway, and then all of a sudden come back with a bunch of hinges and he'd taken the cabinet doors off.
Oh.
But I thought that was incredible.
Excellent.
Good young talent to
That's
be
That's right.
So anyway.
He's a handyman in training.
So dipping kids' feet in paint and walking on white wrapping paper is a nice tip. But if you still get the paper and you got the funnies from the...
Exactly.
Just call them the funnies.
Yeah, that's right.
Comic strip. You take out a comic strip in the paper, you get like 1,000 calls. Where's my comic strip? Why'd you have that? All right, we're done. We shall return, God willing, tomorrow morning. Brother Johnny Ed Martin, highlight the Wednesday program. Don't miss that.
Uh-huh.
As we get nearer to Christmas, we appreciate you, Diane Ducey.
Hear the show anytime. StevieJAY.com.
Yep.
Enjoy the day.
Listen to the podcast of The Drive or our show. Just go to StevieJAY.com. You can do that. All right. Thank you very much for listening. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Have a tremendous Tuesday.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by The Blossom Basket Florist.
God is able to do more than we ask or imagine. At Empty Tomb, we're imagining a world where children under 5 do not die from treatable causes, and churches can do this in Jesus' name. To make this picture real, we need to connect with extraordinarily rich people who can help launch Empty Tomb's Mission Match nationwide. See missionmatch.org. If you know someone who can help, call us at 217-356-2262. $9.412 billion to launch Mission Match? That's not too much for God.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, "You need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price." And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you.
That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
This is WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Time for ESPN and Greeny at 9 o'clock.